From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with this holiday edition of the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. Las Posadas, it's one of Mexico's most popular Christmas traditions. In Spanish, posada means an inn. Las Posadas recreate Joseph and Mary's biblical search for shelter, where Mary can give birth to Jesus. I followed one procession this year through downtown Homestead. A couple dressed as Mary and Joseph, leading a donkey, were turned away at shops and restaurants until they came to a locked courtyard on Chrome Avenue. A choir singing carols called Villancicos begged for Mary's entry until finally the gate opened and she was ushered in. The crowd feasted on tamales and churros while kids knocked open a star-shaped piñata. Maria Garza is the president of the Mexican-American Council in Homestead.
These traditions are really the umbilical cord of our community, if you will.
In South Florida today, you can find those traditions in many places beyond Homestead, like this December 12th Virgin of Guadalupe Mass at the Holy Rosary St. Richard Roman Catholic Church in Palmetto Bay.
Que viva la Virgen de Guadalupe.
Que viva.
Or the Latin Grammy Award-winning popularity here of the Mexican pop duo Jesse and Joy. That's because the Mexican community here is growing as never before. Miami-Dade County has seen a 40% rise in the Mexican population this past decade to 60,000. In Florida, the number is more like 500,000. The Mexican-American Council just won a $60,000 Knight Foundation grant to create a mariachi music academy. It's the sort of school usually seen only in large Mexican communities like those in San Antonio or Los Angeles.
This is our statement. This is our way for us to say, we've been here since the 40s. We're not going anywhere.
That Mexican growth is part of a non-Cuban surge among Florida Latinos. And Garza says it's more diverse than Floridians realize.
Often people think of Mexicans or Mexican-Americans only as agricultural workers. We have teachers, we have scientists, business owners.
And executives like Vicente Echeveste, a vice president here for Visa. Echeveste emigrated to Palmetto Bay with his wife and children in 2001.
I think the last 15 years, Miami has been discovered by more Mexicans.
One reason is increased trade between Miami and Mexico, but another, says Echeveste's wife, Tony Briseño,
por seguridad en México, ¿no? Por la falta de seguridad que hay.
Security. More Mexicans are leaving the criminal violence that has rocked their country the last 15 years, and increasingly, Miami is a more appealing and closer U.S. destination for those Mexicans than California or Texas is. From Mexico City, for example,
To Miami, it's a shorter flight even than to San Diego.
Culturally, Mexico can still be a long way from Miami's mostly Cuban and Caribbean mix. The Cuban crooner Benny Moray once sang that Mexicans are pretty good mambo dancers. Still, as Tony Briseño in Palmetto Bay points out,
somos muchos mexicanos, muchos, pero todos calladitos.
Mexican expatriates, she says, traditionally express themselves more quietly than their Caribbean neighbors. But politically, she and many Florida Mexicans say that needs to change. Immigration has never been a big issue in Florida since Cubans enjoy immigration privileges because of the Castro dictatorship. Mexicans do not. And Vicente Echeveste in Palmetto Bay says their voice should be stronger here.
We are not actively seeking to leverage our presence or our numbers still in Florida.
That's changing as more Mexican-Americans like Echeveste get U.S. citizenship and vote. 19-year-old Mexican-American Hector Sanchez voted for the first time here in November in Kendall.
Usually when people think Miami, they automatically think Cuban, but that seems to be not the case anymore.
And like Cubans and Venezuelans here, Mexicans are weighing in on issues back home, evidenced by this recent protest at the Mexican consulate against corruption and violence in Mexico. But this week, the sound of Mexico is Las Posadas, a peaceful reminder that Mexicans are here in South Florida to stay. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.